Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back for the milder one.
And sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try it back to Chesterfield. Do it.
Today!
Someone wait for me.
This is Jim Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Marilyn Maxwell and Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti. Also our guests this evening are men, waves, and women Marines from the U.S. Naval Training Station at Treasure Island. And now, just arrived from the cold, snowbound region of Elko, Nevada, we bring you Chesterfield's chilly cowboy, Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Thank you, men, and... Well, thank you, ladies, too. We mustn't overlook the waves and the Lady Marines here.
Lady Marines? Mm-hmm. Well, Bing, shouldn't you call a Lady Marine a leatherneck?
Boy, if that's leather, I'm captain of a rowboat. That's
right. Anyhow, Bing, you know, you were lucky to get in here from Nevada through
you
all that snow.
Your
train got stalled in the High Sierras, didn't
it? Yes, but I was lucky. I had my dog team with me, so I mushed right on in here.
You came into San Francisco by dog sled?
Yes, and when I walked into the Palace Hotel with those icicles dangling all over me, the clerk thought I was an Eskimo.
Eskimo? Well, no wonder. What kind of room did he give you?
Didn't give me a room. He just hung me in the deep freeze.
Isn't that a little uncomfortable?
Yeah, but I may get off the hook tonight.
You must have had a terrific
Just caught you, huh?
You must have had a terrific snowstorm up there in Nevada, didn't you?
I never saw so much snow. This is the worst in about 68 years, according to the old... I don't mind a white Christmas, but a white St. Patrick's Day. That's ridiculous.
Well, you were up there then.
Yeah.
By the way, how did you celebrate St. Patrick's Day up at the ranch?
Very big.
What'd you do?
Well, I took off my long red underwear and I put on my long green underwear.
That I'd like to see.
Oh, you've got to stand in line to see that.
Well, technically... Outside of changing your underwear, what else do you do up the ranch, Bing?
Well, it snowed every night, so every morning I'd have to get up and shovel a path.
Shovel a path every morning? Where to?
Where to? This boy... hasn't spent much time in the country. Really rugged weather, Ken. Oh, murder. It was so cold we had to milk the cows with a blowtorch. Say, let's get on a little music, though, huh? We've been yakking and yakking. Our opener here is a current top tune. The Mills Brothers had a wonderful record out on this. I'm sure you fellas all heard it. John, give me a little intro.
Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've got to stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old.
No, no.
You'll never grow old. No, you'll never grow old.
Never, never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I know a man who's lonely and he's only 33.
No one wants to be old at 33.
'cause your disposition's sour like a lemon on a tree.
Don't let it happen to you.
And don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old.
Never.
I'm gonna love you so much.
Yes.
You'll never grow old.
Never.
Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold.
Be my life's companion. Be my life's companion, and you'll never grow
The mask is off.
That's right, folks. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is the first to name all its ingredients.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. Chesterfield keeps these tobaccos tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents. Pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. Remember, the world's best tobaccos, pure natural sugars, costly glycerol, nothing else. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in pure white cigarette paper, the best that money can buy.
We name our ingredients because we think every smoker ought to know what makes Chesterfield the best possible smoke. What makes Chesterfield much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Visit your dealer and sound off the Chesterfield. They satisfy millions. Now, fellas and ladies, I'm sure you'll all be happy to meet our first guest of this evening, Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti. She's a very talented young girl, 15 years of age, whose wonderful coloratura voice has won her great success since her arrival in this country from Italy. In fact, she appeared with me in a picture called Here Comes the Groom, and she's been our guest on the radio show a couple of times. She's going to start a picture soon at Paramount called The Stars Are Singing, and she's going to play the leading role in that, along with Lawrence Melchior and Rosemary Clooney and the Bell Sisters and a few other important people in the musical firmament. Recently, of course, she also appeared on the Bob Hope television show. That represents practically her only mistake since arriving. Anna Maria, would you come out and take a bow?
Mr. Crosby.
Say, Anna Maria, what have you chosen to sing for us this evening, huh?
The Blue Danube in English. I'm
the Blue Danube in English, huh? Well, while you're singing, Anna Maria, if you don't mind, I think I might go out in the audience and waltz around with a wave. Do you mind? Mr. Trotter, I'm sure we'll accompany you very stylishly. We have Phil Shukin going to work out on the flute cadenza with you.
Birds of June,
Thank you, Anna Maria. That was brilliant. Very exciting. Say, we're going to do a duet later, Anna Maria, so don't go away. I'll be on oxygen, but I'll make it somehow. Now I want to introduce our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, one of Hollywood's loveliest leading ladies, and a girl who's done much wonderful work for service personnel all over the world, Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
Thank you, Bing.
Say, the Navy lads seem glad to see you here, Marilyn. Of course, that goes for this sailor, too.
Why, Bing, are you an old soul?
Darn tootin', got a little pepper left, too.
Congratulations.
Oh, you're sweet.
You know, I've never been to Treasure Island.
Have you been over there?
Oh. What sort of a place is it?
Well, it's a tremendous naval station, Marilyn, and in addition to training men, Treasure Island is the place where they bring the sailors who are due to be mustered out, you see.
Oh, I see. You mean that's where the sailors go and plead to do just one more hitch?
Yes. You're a little confused, Marilyn. The Navy isn't exactly the way Martin and Lewis picture it. Oh, talking about pictures, I imagine the lads and lassies here would be interested in knowing what your current status is. You've just finished a picture, I understand.
Yes, Bing. It's a picture called Military Policeman. Bob Hope is the star.
How's old Barnacle Bottom doing?
Oh, he's the same old Bob.
Did you say same old Bob or same old Blob? I didn't...
Bob, I have to work with him.
You've got
to
get along.
Right.
You've made quite a few pictures with old Happy Hips, haven't you, man? Say, I don't like to really be inquisitive or pry or anything, but you could tell me something confidentially. This won't go any further, but is Hope really a great lover?
Oh, Bing, when he takes me in his arms and looks deep into my eyes and holds me close and presses his lips to mine...
Yes?
Nothing.
Love this girl. Well, I'll say one thing for Bob. Well, he works hard in the love scene. He pants so loud he sounds like the super chief pulling the Albuquerque. I don't see how a fellow with as little steam as he has can make so much noise. But getting back to this picture, Military Policeman, what's the story about, Marilyn?
Well, Bob plays the part of a fight manager, and Mickey Rooney plays the part of a fighter.
Mickey Rooney, oh, yes. I remember when I was a boy, Mother used to take me to see his pictures. The Hardy series.
Oh, stop it, Bing. Mickey Rooney's just a kid.
Yeah?
Why, he told me he isn't even old enough to shave.
He isn't old enough to shave who? He's old enough, but he isn't tall enough.
Well, there's one thing. Mickey sure is full of pep.
Oh, man, he's full of ginniger, that boy. Imagine Rooney and Hope, the Vitality Boys, together in the same picture.
Yes, but you know, during the last week of the picture, Bob was gone for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, he was really worn out and tired.
Oh, Marilyn, you'd be tired, too, if you carried a 500-pound safe all the way from Reno, right?
Was he in on that job?
He was the brains, if I'm not complimenting him too much. Tell me, Marilyn, you having a good time up here in San Francisco?
Oh, yes, Jolly? A wonderful time. But you know, I saw the silliest thing.
What was that?
Well, when I arrived this morning, I saw some character riding down Market Street on a dog sled.
That was me. I feel kind of silly, though, Marilyn, driving into a gas station and asking for kennel ration with chlorophyll.
Does kennel ration have chlorophyll in it now?
Why not? If the women can wear poodle haircuts, why can't the poodles be kissing sweet? Can I buy a song? What?
Oh, I'd love to, Bing.
We got a little arrangement here that we've cooked up. John made it of If You Catch a Little Cold. You know that song, Marilyn?
Sure do.
If you catch a little cold, I'll sneeze for you. On a frosty winter day, I'll freeze for you. If you're restless, I will sail the seas for you to prove that I'm in love.
If an onion burns my eyes,
I'll weep for you.
If I
I'm spying on a friend,
I'm gonna peep for you.
If I wanna jump for joy,
I'll leap for you to prove that I'm in love.
And if you're nervous, I will bite my lip. I'll be your stand-in where you stand.
And you won't have to move a fingertip. Automatically, your wish is my command.
If there's water in your boat, I'll bail for you. If you build a house, I'll hit the nail for you. If you break the law, I'll go to jail for you. To prove that I'm in love.
I'd love to be beside you everywhere. To grant your wishes on the spot.
And if I spoil you, do you think I care? I most certainly would not.
At a phony wrestling match, I'll boo for you. If you tumble down the stairs, I'll sue for you. I have hardly told you all I'd do for you. 'Cause I'd do anything you ask me to do. To prove that I'm in love.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you. I really enjoyed that. Folks, you know, the trend recently is toward the oldies, and I can't think of a better oldie than Nobody's Sweetheart Now. We got a good little jazz band we thought you fellas might like to hear. Red Nichols in the group, Matty Matlock arrangement, Buddy Cole at the piano. So, Nobody's Sweetheart, here we go.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby, you somehow. Fancy horse and your silken gown. You'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, well, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, but you're nobody's sweetheart. Nobody's sweetheart now. Don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, that black sateen gown. Mama, you'd be a mess in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, just can't imagine that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, but you're nobody's sweetheart. Nobody's sweetheart. Nobody's sweetheart.
Remember this. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients. The world's best tobaccos, pure natural sugars, costly glycerol, nothing else. And Chesterfield gives you every advantage known to modern science. They're made by experts in the newest and most modern cigarette factories. They're supervised by experts in our Chesterfield laboratories, where our chemists, with the help of outside independent consultants, including scientists from leading universities, make sure that Chesterfield contains only ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Sound off for Chesterfield, folks. Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it today. Go down to your dealer, hurry, run. Ask him for the milder one, much milder, with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Anna Maria Alberghetti and I are going to sing a little Italian lullaby. It's a Venetian song, isn't it, Anna Maria?
Yes, and Dalla, too.
And what's the title?
Falanana Bambini.
Falanana Bambini. Sleep My Baby. Okay. I want to tender my thanks to Marilyn Maxwell and Anna Maria Alberghetti for joining us here in San Francisco this evening.
Well, it was lots of fun, Bing. Who's going to be with you next week?
Oh, next week, Marilyn, our guests will be those popular young recording artists, the Bell Sisters. Also, Mr. Gary Crosby will be with us.
Oh, it's going to be a kiddies' night, huh?
That's right. Old Pappy's just going to sit back in his rocking chair and let the children carry on. Thank you, Marilyn. And remember, friends, Chesterfields are much milder with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions. Ladies and gentlemen, I have always scrupulously avoided mentioning any politics on this program. A radio program's function, seems to me, is to entertain, and we do the best we can with such talents as we have. Tonight, however, I want to beg your indulgence, want to bring something to your attention which seems to me to be of tremendous importance to everybody. You know, the last general election, there were 97 million voters eligible to go to the polls. And of this number, only 40 million voted. That's considerably less than half. To me, this is an appalling statistic. If this is truly going to be a government of, for, and by the people, our responsibility to vote, and by voting expressing our desires, is inescapable. It's nobody's business how you vote, but you should vote. Make it your duty this year to register and go to the polls and see that all the members of your family and your friends do the same. I thank you.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, the Bell Sisters, and Gary Crosby.